Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Chris Sale and Chris Domino did have a conversation this past weekend down in Florida, and here it is.
So I know people talk about settling in. I'm assuming there's family settling in, baseball settling in. How are both parts of that going?
So far, so good. You've been around this squad long enough to know it's a pretty laid-back crew. From the top down, it's very laid-back and good group of guys, so it makes it a lot easier to settle in and get comfortable pretty quick.
Three sons?
Yes.
Was your wife used to that level of testosterone when she was growing up? Because I can't imagine what...
Three in the house.
She holds her own. She's pretty tough herself, but no, it makes it easier for our house because we know who's at the top. You know, there's no power struggle, so we fall in line pretty well.
When you were pitching in the American League, was there ever a moment where you really thought about the whole DH thing, about how your National League counterparts didn't have to deal with a DH, and was that ever anything sort of talked about?
Yeah, I mean, it came up. There's conversations about it. You know, it was obviously different, kind of playing by two sets of rules, and then it was, you know, it was very just different styles of baseball, right? Like in the American League, it's you know, swinging for the fences, and in the National League, it was kind of small ball and, you know, kind of the chess game. I enjoyed being an American League pitcher, not having that as part of my schedule, like hitting and all that stuff, but I always loved hitting and going to the National League and getting that. I do like the fact that it's across the board now, you know, and I think that it's helping the game. You know, it basically creates 15 more jobs for DHs. You know, I remember specifically, you know, JD Martinez going through free agency before he came to the Red Sox that season in 18, and it kind of limited his market, right? If he was at the same exact spot at the same age doing the same things, you know, now as he was in, you know, after that 2017 season he had, you know, who knows what that contract would have looked like. So that might be one of the greatest contracts ever signed. I mean, you look at what he did during, what was it, a four-year contract, and he's still raking.
Did you ever think, though, I don't want to say unfair, because it doesn't seem like you think that way, but guys in the National League not having a face, a DH, it just, like, was to me as an outsider, I just never even understood it, because my roster construction also had to be different from league to league, and it just seemed a little bit strange.
I wouldn't say it was unfair. I mean, obviously, you're facing a pitcher as opposed to facing JD Martinez.
Right.
We all face each other at the end. They play their regular season. We play our regular season. We play, get to the playoffs, and then once the World Series comes, you know, we're squaring off against each other. So, you know, once you got to that point, it was a little bit, the playing field evened out at the end.
And having JD Martinez on your side every day, I'm assuming you were like, well, I really have nothing. I don't have a complaint when it comes to having that guy swinging when I'm on the mound.
Yeah, well, you know, when I'm out there pitching, my job is to keep runs off the board, and if I had to hit instead of him, getting runs on the board would have been much tougher.
Do you know how many hits you have?
Three.
Yes, you do.
Two singles and a double. I got a run scored and I tagged up.
Did you get more applause for the tag up when you get back to the dugout, where people go, look at this guy, he's playing baseball today?
I think there was more surprise than anything, but again, it was fun. You know, it was something that as an American League pitcher I didn't do a lot, so when you get to do it, it was fun. You know, taking batting practice, you know, the week before leading up to the start, and it kind of, for me, it gave me an appreciation for pitching again, because sometimes you stand on that mound and you're looking towards the catcher and you feel like you're, you know, standing at second base, or sometimes you get in your own head and you're, you know, what pitch, you know, this, that, the other, and you kind of make it a little bit tougher on yourself. Standing in that box, it gives you definitely an appreciation for, okay, that was a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and I barely saw it, you know, so it's much tougher than sometimes you think.
John Gibbons once told me, he said, no wonder people think it's easy on TV. it looks easy.
Yeah.
He said he got ejected one game, and he hadn't watched a TV game really with his own team in a while. He said, I'm sitting there going, no wonder people get a little bit pissed off. It does look easier on TV than it certainly does at field level.
Yeah. What one of the greatest sayings I've heard about that specifically is, the farther away you are, the easier it appears to be. So if you're standing on the field, you know how hard it is. When you're in the dugout, you can still see it. When you're in the front row, all right, you get to the middle of it, you get to the top row, you get on TV, right? There's kind of stages of, like, backing it up. I guess when you're on TV, it looks much easier, and then you get to the top row, and then you get to the second deck, and then you get to the front row, then you get to the dugout, then you get to the field. So it's, like, kind of the farther away you get from it, the easier it looks like it is.
Do you remember being a young pitcher and going to Fenway for the first time and looking over your right shoulder, and I'm sure you'd heard about the monster, but what's it like? Do you remember what it was like to look over and go, this is different?
Yeah, it was awesome. Fenway Park was one of my favorite places to go when I was in Chicago, just because of that. You know, a lot of ballparks are very just, you know, generic. You got your lines, you got your bases, and just like a kind of like a just a standard fence, right? The ones you grew up playing. Fenway Park is so unique in the dimensions and obviously the wall. You got the triangle out there in center field, garage doors, you got a freaking ladder. Like, what? So it is unique. So I definitely appreciated that for that. And just the history of that place. You walk out there and you just kind of feel the baseball presence.
Are there a couple of places in the National League I'm assuming you haven't thrown in yet?
Yeah, it might take me a while to figure out which ones I haven't, but yeah, there's probably a couple of them.
Is Yankee Stadium the first time you walk in? Is that, there seem to be a couple of milestone stadiums. You go to Wrigley, you go to Fenway, you go to Yankee, maybe Dodgers as well. Is that, like, do you remember being young enough to go, wow, this is, I got to settle myself in, but this is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some places you go that, you know, the history or just the history of the franchise or the history of the field itself holds value. One of the greatest things I've ever heard was, it's a Major League Baseball field. It's a privilege to be there. So, you know, you pick out the worst one, I still love to be there.
Les, do you know how many wins you have?
How many wins? I don't know exactly, but probably somewhere around 110-ish, 120.
120.
120?
120. Do you know how many strikeouts you have?
21-something.
21-89. What was the 2000? How big a deal is that? Like, there are milestones, 10 years.
I blew out on my 2000 strikeout game.
Memorable.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Whoa. So, yeah, that's usually supposed to be a day where everybody's pretty happy.
Well, I didn't know I blew out. So, it was in Cleveland. I pitched. It was August 13th of 19. So, yeah, I got my 2000 strikeout against Cleveland. In Cleveland, it was awesome. You know, AC, we and the team, we kind of had a celebration for it, and I got a big, like, one of those huge champagne bottles signed by the whole team. Yeah, it was after that start. I didn't pitch anymore.
10-year vesting is the other one that guys, people on the outside, really, when I try to tell people, no, there's a celebration when it happens. That's a big deal in this game.
Yeah, for sure. Something to be proud of. Something to hang your hat on. It's, you know, there's less than, what, 30,000 people in the history of the world to ever play this game. So, and the majority of those guys, you know, what is it, 3 years, four or five, something like that. Kind of going down the path I've gone down, you appreciate that a little bit more because you know how fragile it can be and how quickly it can just be taken away. This is truly a gift, and you got to treat it as such, because sometimes when you think it's not never going to be any different, it's way different.
Yeah, you wake up Monday, Wednesday. By Wednesday, you can have a different path.
Correct.
Let's call it a path.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, no, I'm definitely appreciative of that, and you know, where I was, where I've been, and where I'm at now. So, you know, just keep enjoying each day and having fun and doing the best I can.
Last one. Do you know you also have exactly 200 career decisions? And that's, like, it's not a number that's talked about a lot, but 200 career decisions is doing work in this game. Somebody's giving you the ball every fifth day.
I guess that means I have 80 losses.
Yes, it does. Quick math. 28.
Yeah.
Which is a nice percentage.
Yeah, I'd like to get that left column up as much as possible, you know, while keeping that right one down. But yeah, those are things I don't pay much attention to. My dad's big on that stuff, but you know, for me, it's I'm not the biggest fan of checking out numbers and stats and all that, because I just don't think it's relevant to what I'm doing.
Right.
when you put them in historical perspective, though, it must mean even, look, guys will appreciate all of this much more when they're done. But I just think that there's sometimes where, oh, of course that guy has. Well, what do you mean? 200 decisions is a monster number. There should be an appreciation of moments like that.
Yeah, no, and I definitely feel like I have appreciated the journey. You know, I was, you know, Andrew Jones is walking around this clubhouse. I played with him in Chicago, and I was 21 years old walking into the food room of, you know, Detroit and being like, holy crap, that's Andrew Jones. He introduced himself. He was great to me. I was, you know, like I said, I was 21 years old, and, you know, in the blink of an eye, now I'm, you know.
Yeah.
One of the older guys in the clubhouse, and
you always have Charlie now.
Yeah, that's my saving grace, I guess. But when you're young and you're going through it, it seems like it's never going to end, you know. And it does go quick, you know. I remember guys telling me that, like, man, it.
Are you in a pay it forward mode? Like, are you with that? I know you have your stuff to do now. You're trying to come back and, you know, do your career. But are you in a pay it forward type place in your life where if a young pitcher, like you had that moment with Andrew, is that something that you consciously have thought about? If somebody wants to come up, I'm here to.
Oh, 100%. You know? Absolutely. Because what I had when I was a kid, you know, there were guys, you know, obviously I got my fair share of, you know, ribbing and stuff like that. But I look back on when I was a young guy in this game, I thought was very, very well taken care of by my veterans and the leadership they gave me, just, and even just insight, you know, just talking about baseball, like just bouncing ideas. What's your mindset? What are you thinking in this situation? And even going through really tough times, having people in my corner picking me up and helping me out, that's one of the more invaluable things in this game. So
it's also a good generation for that, because, you know, I think for a while, and I've done a lot of interviews with guys who played in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I did a series of literally guys who played, and Reggie Smith told me with the Red Sox in the 60s, he didn't get ABs, like BP.
Yeah.
You know, and I always thought that, why would you f- with guys? Like, they're here to help you win.
Yeah.
So this is a good generation for taking care of guys. You can still do the stuff you're supposed to do with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, we still have fun, and I mean, we're going to dress guys up and, you know, make them, you know, joke around and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like, I think the it's shifted from screw this guy for trying to take my job, as opposed to, hey, this guy can help us win a World Series, and that's more important than what my personal situation is. You know, there's no, the egos have to kind of dissipate to bring the whole group together to try to do what we're doing, because there's not one single person on this planet that has ever won a World Series by themselves, and that's the whole point why we're here. So,
and for a job as tough as this one is, if you're thinking about stuff like that,
yeah,
I think the job even becomes harder.
Correct. Yeah, if you got to worry about doing what you're doing and keeping this guy down, that's going to be a tough day.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.